A swing and a line drive, base hit center field. It's a game winner. Who else? The birthday boy, Jose Ramirez. Birthday number 24 is memorable. A walk-off game-winning single to center by Jose Ramirez. The Indians have beaten the Tigers 1-0 in 10 innings and may have broken the Tigers' back today.
It is 7:24, time for our Tribe Talk and Trivia, presented by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. We have Bob DiBiasio joining us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Well, that was good. That was a fun ending for Saturday's game, which started off a little rough. What, two pitches for Carlos Carrasco on Saturday, and he was done, and now he's out for the season, huh?
Yes. Tough news for the organization, obviously. Terry Francona was telling me that when he walked out to the mound, he could see right away that his hand was broken and that he would be gone and unavailable for the postseason. And now that Danny Salazar with the muscular issue and his arm is gone, it just, you know, puts us a little bit behind the eight ball. But, you know, it just means next guy's got to stand up and do his job, which is the way this team has performed all year long. And, you know, the special special feeling about this baseball team. You know, we set a record that day easily. This team could have just put its tail between its legs after Carlos got hit, was taken out of the game, and all of a sudden you're throwing the whole bullpen. And next thing you know, we set it in a major league record for the most pitchers used in a shutout. Again, I think that's just symbolic of you know, who we've been all year long. It's a great team effort. Now we just need to get people to stand up when it's their turn to do their job. And whether that's Mike Clevinger, Josh Tomlin, Trevor Bauer, whomever it is, we won't shy away from the challenge ahead.
Bob, any idea if another starter will be added to the rotation?
Well, I don't know at this time if we're in a position to be able to make that kind of move. You can still make trades, but it's so very difficult at this time of year. So I think everything is going to have to be done with from within. And again, it's the people that have been here, have been a part of this wonderful season, and you know, we'll have to move forward that way. I just think, you know, this team has found a way all year long when things have, you know, adversity has, been put in front of them. They just are very resilient. They find a way to get it done, and just going to make the postseason that much more interesting. I know we've had a little interesting time with a local writer who, you know, already wrote us off. Instead of writing about the resiliency of this baseball team and what an incredible performance that Saturday night was, I know that didn't resonate very well in our clubhouse. Just another thing our guys can rally around.
That Saturday was even, to me, more special because they did it against Justin Verlander. Nobody was scoring, and it was like one guy against 10 in a weird way. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, the bullpen couldn't, you know, have a hiccup. They couldn't just, you know, come in. Jeff Manship, just, you know, remarkable. You know, he's just sitting out there. You know, normally no one is, you know, got their shoes tightened, their shoelaces tightened, or they're not expecting to get into the ballgame in the first inning with a Carlos Carrasco on the mound. And for him to get up and get it going, I also think, you know, we need to tip of the cap to Roberto Perez, is the guy that behind the plate who got those pitchers through that entire nine-inning game of shutout baseball against a guy that, as you said, Justin Verlander, who's been on fire the second half of the season, and we were able to scratch across the important run in that clip that you guys played, that Jose Ramirez you know, could be the MVP of this baseball team. We've talked about it all summer long. And, you know, it was just a really exciting, wonderful victory on Saturday. The Tigers got us yesterday. Trevor Bauer having difficulty finding the strike zone. But, you know, this team is 7 games ahead. We started the weekend 6 up on the Tigers. We end the weekend 7 up on the Tigers with the magic number of 7 and only 13 games to play. So we just need to continue to play well and win so that we can get home field advantage when we begin the division series. If it were all said and done today, we'd play the Boston Red Sox in a 5-game series with 3 of them played at Progressive Field. And obviously, we love playing at home. It's treated us well. So that's the goal here in the last 13 games.
Yep, and now we have a day off. I guess they can kind of rest for a moment and make sure everybody's accounted for and who's playing as we get ready to take on Kansas City for another important series.
Yep, Kansas City comes in, and then the White Sox over the weekend, the White Sox series this coming weekend, big promo night on Saturday with Sugardale Dollar Dogs, fireworks, and fan appreciation night. So that's the big promo day circle on your calendar. But correct, today's a day off, and then that's the last one of the year of the regular season. We'll play 13 straight days as we head into playing some October baseball.
Well, speaking of Kansas City, we got some tickets to give away for the Kansas City game on the 22nd. That's coming up next with Bob's trivia question.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob, what is our question for this morning?
Well, Tyler Naquin has been mentioned as a possible Rookie of the Year candidate, and there have been 4 previous Rookie of the Year award winners for the Cleveland Indians, Sandy Alomar Jr. being the most recent in 1990. Name one of the other 3 Tribe Rookie of the Year award winners.
3-2-2-0-9-3-0, 2-4-6-0-9-3-0. Name one of the remaining 3 Rookie of the Years from the Tribe. Bob, that's our question this morning. We'll talk again next week. Have a good week.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.